This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal authorities have arrested two men on terror charges for allegedly plotting to bomb or shoot up sites, including the White House and Trump Tower in New York City, and attacks inspired by the Islamic State group. Jalen Christopher Molina of Texas and Christopher Sean Matthews of South Carolina are both charged with conspiracy to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization. They were arrested in different states last week. A federal public defender for Molina did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Court records do not list any attorney for Matthews. Oregon Governor Kate Brown is sending in state troopers and sheriff's deputies to Portland for the weekend to help local police in the state's largest city monitor competing Saturday protest. The right-wing group Proud Boys is holding a demonstration, and counter-protests by liberal groups are expected. Brown said Friday that she is giving leadership of policing in the city over the weekend to commanders of state police and a local sheriff's office. Portland has had violent protests for more than 3 months following the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. They went to a lull during recent wildfires, but resumed this week. Breonna Taylor's family is demanding that Kentucky authorities release all body camera footage, police files, and the transcripts of the grand jury hearings that led to no charges against police officers who killed the black woman during a March drug raid at her apartment. As Taylor's mom stood close by, her lawyer said they have seen the evidence and there is much the state attorney general got wrong. They did not give specifics. Her aunt read a statement on behalf of Palmer saying the entire justice system failed her.